On Monday afternoon, the Czech Senate voted to file charges of treason against the outgoing president, Václav Klaus. Heads of all of the ruling coalition parties have expressed disapproval, with the prime minister insinuating that it was a vindictive action from the opposition-controlled Senate. I spoke to political analyst Jiří Pehe and asked him what he expects the fallout from the Senate's decision to be.
Well, I think that political fallout can be seen on two levels. One of them is symbolic. It's a message to not only Václav Klaus, but also to any future presidents that the president needs to abide by the constitution, and that if he doesn't, or if he thinks he can stretch the constitution to the limits, then there's a danger of being accused of treason. And then the second fallout, I think, will be simply the political conflict, typical for the Czech Republic. That means one part of the political spectrum, especially on the right, will be arguing that the Senate has gone too far and has been trying to settle political accounts with Mr. Klaus, while the other part of the political spectrum will be defending its steps by saying that the president, just like anyone else, has to follow the constitution.
And if this is theoretically a settling of old scores between the Social Democrats and President Klaus, as Prime Minister Necas has suggested, why has this decision come so late, just a few days before President Klaus leaves office?
Well, I think that the decision is indeed unfortunate in one respect, and that is its timing. I personally think that it should have come much earlier, simply because, at least in my view, the most substantial part of charges against Václav Klaus is related to his refusal to abide by the vote of the two chambers of the parliament when he was supposed to ratify the Lisbon Treaty, and above all, his ignoring of the decisions of the highest administrative court when he was supposed to name new judges. And that is something that should have been taken to the Constitutional Court then. Now, unfortunately, it looks like people who don't like Mr. Klaus, people in the Senate, actually are trying to settle accounts, political accounts, with the president.
And what does this mean for President Klaus? Will this actually affect his legacy?
Well, I think it has already affected Mr. Klaus's legacy, because there is no other president who has been accused of treason. And even if the Constitutional Court doesn't actually impeach the president or doesn't sentence him, then he is certainly the first president who got himself into this kind of situation, and that will necessarily influence or affect his legacy. And certainly, if we listen to Mr. Klaus, who keeps talking about how he wants to be heard in his post-presidential time, he wants to influence debate here, and he wants to go abroad, especially to the United States, to spread his views. That may affect his reputation, because a lot of institutions, organizations, think tanks may not be entirely willing to give floor to a politician who was impeached. So, yes, I think that it will affect, or has already affected, Mr. Klaus's future, and he certainly is not happy about it. But on the other hand, of course, we know Mr. Klaus, and he is a fighter, and it's quite possible that he will use this actually to strengthen his position in domestic politics, because he once again has a chance, just like after the so-called Sarajevo assassination in 1997, to portray himself as a victim of a conspiracy. And I'm sure, knowing him, that he will try to do this.
That was political commentator and director of New York University in Prague, Jiří Pehe. If you'd like to comment on this story, feel free to post your thoughts to the Radio Prague Facebook or Twitter pages.